Did you catch Meha on 104.8 Ishq this morning?
All right. Good afternoon, Sulabh. It's good to talk to you again. And how have you been doing?
I've been doing slightly better. Pollution is less in Delhi. So, yeah, sun is out. So, it's a good story here.
Chalo, saanse li ja rahi hai, matlab achche se. Better tarike se. Good to know. Very good to know. See, I remember last week I told you ki, isi hafte mein kabhi maine bola tha that let's talk about Google Stadia. To be honest, it just was a cool word that my flatmate dropped on me. And I was like, ye kya cheez hundi hai, main wapas aungi aapke paas with more insights on it. That's why first I came to you, ki aap mujhe batao, what the hell is Google Stadia?
So the naam toh is very cool. In fact, Google, jo bhi naam rakhta hai, whatever name they use, it's quite cool whenever they name, whether it's their operating system or their new platform. In this case, it's a new service basically. It's a new service, a gaming service that Google is providing now. And it is basically you can play console and PC like games, basically console games, without the need of a console. So, isko kaise achieve karoge? Now, it is a tricky thing. So, what you need to do is you need to first download the Stadia app on either your mobile phone or any Google compatible device like a Google Chromecast or a Chromebook, which is not available in India, but Chromecast is. So, through that, you can stream a video game onto your television screen or a compatible monitor.
So, ye to ek OTT platform jaisa ho gaya, but for gaming.
Yes, so for gaming ho gaya. Abhi you're correct. You can, it is like a Netflix, but for the gaming platform. If you want to play video games, if you want to, you know, do multiplayer gaming, game with, you know, play multiplayer games with your flatmates or your friends, you can do that without the need of a console. So, this is a subscription-based service. So, Google is going to charge you about $9.99 per month. जैसे आप subscription देते हो अपने Netflix के लिए, वैसे आप Stadia के लिए भी दे सकते हो. And you can play unlimited games. Yes, you can buy some of the latest titles on it if you want to play it early.
Right.
But there are going to be a lot of games connected to it. अभी it is still, you know, there is a grey area कि कौन सी games available होंगी, कौन से लोग खरीद सकते हैं, कितने लोग खरीद सकते हैं उसको, कितनी free होंगी. So all these things are still in a grey area because they have not fully launched it. It's going to be launched on November 19th. Although the application is now available on Android platforms, as in Android mobile phones and devices.
Right.
But more details are going to come in. Also, people can go in for a package. So for $129, you get this controller. It's a wireless controller that Google is developing. And you can play games through that and connect it to your Chromecast or to your Android mobile phone. But yes, at the end of the day, it is going to be an expensive thing. It's not going to be very, very cheap. It is going to be an expensive thing. However, in the long run, you're going to save on the buying part of multiple, video games.
Correct.
Overall, it's a hunky-dory picture.
But
first go, abhi wo India mein nahi aa raha. Abhi aayega US, UK, lot of European countries like Belgium. So, वहाँ पर आ रहा है. India के अंदर अभी नहीं आ रहा. Major point what I think because internet penetration is low.
What rubbish! I feel like हमारे देश में तो internet penetration भर भर के ही है यार. And
penetration है but high speed penetration नहीं है. This platform requires high speed penetration. मतलब 20 Mbps का connection आपको चाहिए ही चाहिए. Even if you want to play HD 720p की game खेलनी है, तब भी आपको एक 20 Mbps का connection चाहिए.
High
end 4K पे जाना है तो 100 Mbps तक चले जाता है. तो हर जगह tier 2, tier 3 में available नहीं है. तो Google is taking baby steps right now. They want to test out developed waters. Only then they will go ahead and come to India.
Man, I have to say, if there is any avenue jahan pe third world, first world demarcation bahut hi clearly kabhi kabhi kar deti hai na dunya, ye hai technology ke usme. Matlab chahe wo Google Pixel wala jo naya phone hai, or it is some technology like Google Stadia. Google is essentially being very tight-fisted ki hum aapke paas nahi aayenge, hum thoda soch vichar kar kar aayenge essentially.
बिल्कुल सोच विचार करके आना भी चाहिए उनको यहाँ पर, बिकॉज उनकी यू नो वट एवर दे वॉन्ट टू सेल और दे वॉन्ट पीपल टू यू नो गेट यूज टू अकस्टम टू यू नो वेदर इट्स द मोबाइल फोन और स्टेडिया, दे विल टेक बेबी स्टेप्स विद इंडिया बिकॉज एकदम से पेनिट्रेशन उनको नहीं मिल पाती है. दे डोंट गेट दैट ट्रैक्शन. तो ये इनका रिकॉर्ड रहा है, ट्रैक्शन को जल्दी नहीं मिलती. तो धीरे धीरे करके ये रोल आउट करते हैं, पहले बाहर के वाटर्स को टेस्ट आउट करेंगे, यूएस यूके वगैरह देखेंगे, एंड देन दे सी व्हाट इज द डिमांड इन इंडिया. इंडिया इज अ ह्यूज कंट्री, बट देन इंडिया इज कंजर्वेटिव ऑल्सो व्हेन दे वांट टू स्पेंड मनी. दैट इज देयर मेजर रीजन व्हाट आई हैव मेड आउट राइट नाउ, कि ये धीरे से आएंगे, आएंगे लेकिन आराम से आएंगे, जल्दी नहीं करेंगे.
अच्छा अच्छा ओके. बट डू यू थिंक दैट इन द मीन टाइम, चाहे वो यूएस या बेल्जियम लाइक यूरोपियन मार्केट्स क्यों ना हो, यू थिंक द आइडिया इज टू पुट आउट बिजनेसेस ऑफ एक्सबॉक्स एंड यू नो ऑल दीस प्लेस्टेशन गाइस? हां
या या, सो द आइडिया इज दैट ओनली. द हाउएवर दैट बिजनेस इज नॉट गोना गो अवे. दिस वुड बी अ कॉम्प्लीमेंट्री to that business basically.
Because
this game development जो होती है वो majorly consoles के लिए होती है या PCs के लिए होती है, वो तो चलती रहेगी. Lot of people said you know a decade ago the consoles are going to kill the PCs, but that's not going to happen. PCs are still you know one of the mainstreams for any day gaming.
Yeah.
So this would be an added to it. So a complementary to your console gaming. So if you are say a professional gamer, but you don't want to lug your console around with you if you're traveling,
right,
and you want to still say play with your friends, you can do that using the Stadia platform and do it wherever you are around the world.
Basically, the number of hours that you're committing to gaming is increasing, so no avenue essentially has to worry about it. Very nice.
Yeah, so yes, it is going to happen. But yes, a lot of developments are going to happen around it. A lot of cool titles are also going to come around it, which are going to be standalone titles to Google Stadia only.
Okay.
Stadia ke aaspaas aayenge wo sare titles. So again, abhi to start hua hai, so let's see how things develop. I am hopeful it will develop into something nice.
Okay.
Because the cloud platform is going to be really robust and good for this platform. And again, internet penetration agar achhi ho jayegi India ke andar, so I do see it as a budding platform here in the country as well. Of course, we've got 1 billion se upar ki population. So who wouldn't want to use or market on that?
I feel like the pace at which it'll come to India would be very along the lines of Spotify. Matlab soch vichar, wait it out.
Abhi wo dekhenge, karenge, sab kuch janenge. That internet penetration ka jo high bandwidth hai, kahan kahan available hai. Metros mein to hai, at least you get 20, 25, 24 Mbps.
Right.
Thanks to Jio and the Airtel. But again, their major audience isn't tier 2, tier 3 town where a lot of younger generation is there and they play a lot of games.
Okay.
So, उनको लियोर कैसे करेंगे? So again, it's a separate ball game for them to penetrate and go there.
All right. I guess we will talk again when there are more updates about that. Abhi, what next are we talking about on this week's Tech Tuesday?
Right. So another exciting development that happened this week was by Xiaomi. You know, Xiaomi has beaten everybody. They've beaten Samsung, Apple. They've beaten all the Chinese counterparts, and they've brought out 108 megapixel का स्मार्टफोन. Now this is the first smartphone to carry a 108 megapixel का lens. It's called the Xiaomi Note 10, and this Pro series इनकी जो आई है इसके अंदर 108 megapixel. जो मैं अभी कह रहा था, I tweeted some time ago on Twitter that it's going to come in 2020. But Xiaomi has just gone ahead and blown everybody off, because this is the it camera right now. It has एक DxO Mark करके कंपनी भी आती है जो कैमरास को रेट करती है और यू नो स्मार्टफोन एंड अदर ऑपरेटर्स. तो उन्होंने इसको सबसे हाई रेटिंग दी है राइट नाउ.
ओके.
तो इसके अंदर लेट मी जस्ट क्विकली टेक यू ओवर द स्पेक्स आल्सो. सो इट्स कॉल्ड लाइक अप टू 12 GB ऑफ रैम. यू आर गोना गेट अप टू 256 GB ऑफ स्टोरेज. You'll get the 730G Snapdragon platform, and the screen size is also large, and total of five cameras, four at the back with a macro lens, and a front selfie camera also. So all these things make it up. You know, it's like I'm not a Xiaomi fanboy, to be frank. I you know, because it's a Chinese company, I look at it with a skeptical eye, to be honest. But this time they've blown me away they've actually blown the competition away also
with the camera.
Samsung lekar aayega, Realme lekar aayega, OnePlus la sakta hai, but Xiaomi is the first company who has got it into the world, and it is soon going to come into India also at a price point of less than 30,000 rupees.
No way! Less than 30,000?
Less than 30,000 rupees is what these guys are going to bring it at.
ये मैं नहीं मानती, ये जब आएगा तब मैं मानूंगी, ये तो पॉसिबल ही नहीं है. बट टेल मी दिस, काम की बात, काम का सवाल. 180 मेगापिक्सल फॉर अ Xiaomi फोन. 108, sorry. 108. Haan, not that that's any lesser, but...
Yeah.
what about the Apple latest phone? iPhone XYZ, pata nahi kya. Uska latest camera ka kya megapixels hai?
So, all of them are 12 megapixels. So,
what?
iPhone is always like, ke, haan, tum log badhate rao megapixels, humare ko farak nahi padta, hum 12 megapixel mein ya kam megapixel mein utni quality, jaisi quality de denge. Achha. But when it comes to DSLR rating, it is... a notch lesser than what Xiaomi is at right now. Xiaomi ki kuch 121 ki rating hai. Haan. Isi 121 se niche ki rating hai. 110, 112, aise kuch rating hai.
Okay.
However, those three cameras on the iPhone also are great to work with. Excellent night shots.
They are.
And excellent picture quality is what you get on iPhone 11 Pro or an iPhone 11. So overall, Apple has done a fabulous job with their cameras, but again, when it's a megapixel key race, who's getting the bigger megapixel, higher megapixel, Xiaomi is winning hands down right now. Other companies are going to follow, but at the moment, Xiaomi has the best one.
Wow, this one's 9 times more powerful compared to any other handset there is.
Yes. So if you compare it to iPhone and the Samsung's latest Notes and the S10 series, this one has a very, very high megapixel power compared to them.
I am guessing that this is essentially making it brilliantly zoom in. Any image that you take, other than that, quality wagera is going to be much...
top notch. They've got four cameras at the back. So one is macro lens. So macro is like super close. Aap shots dekh sakte ho usse. Baaki jo teen cameras hai, wo wide angle, telephoto, ultra wide angle, sab kuch karega. Front mein selfie camera hai. So all these things... total of 5 cameras on a smartphone is going to be really, really great for any users. So, पीछे TOF camera भी दिया हुआ है उन्होंने. So, it's like a complete package for any end user who wants great photography experience. So, at the moment, whatever I've seen in videos, because अभी इंडिया के अंदर आया नहीं है, it looks fantabulous.
All right. I'm looking forward to the launch of this also. Phir baat karenge ki ye 30 ka pada ki 30 se kam ka ki 30 se zyada ka.
December mid is what we are hearing.
Oh, all right. Good to know. So, love, thank you so much for joining me on yet another Tech Tuesday. And there's too many things that are in store. I feel like the year end will have more and more exciting technological news, which I'm hoping to get from you anyway.
Yes.
All right.